talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, second hour on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Well, Voss has disgraced himself again, Robin Voss. When he was asked, he now says he doesn't know how much longer the Gableman cyber ninja will go on or whether it will end and what it will cost, whether it will now cost more than $680,000, courtesy of you and me, state taxpayers. Kathy Bernier, representing the Chippewa County area, Republican, came out the other day, said that the Gableman investigation should end. It's not only hurting the Republican Party. It's being waged by people who don't know what they're doing. She was a clerk up in Chippewa County. She administered elections. She said if she goes to a Republican Party meeting where Gableman is supposed to speak, tout the Republican line, she will go armed. She will be packing heat. She has a concealed carry permit. She will be packing. So there are a lot of crazies that get riled up by this. It was wrong for Gableman to go to partisan events. He went to one down in Janesville the other day, and he endorsed Rebecca Clayfish for governor. Now, remember, Gableman's the guy who said a year ago that the election was stolen. So this is a fake, and it's costing a lot of money. Of course, if Bill Proxmire were alive right now, I know what he'd do. He'd shut the scene. He would make a stink out of this. Taxpayer's friend is what he was. And $680,000, and you have Voss saying he doesn't read the invoices. That's not true. It's false. He reads the invoices, but he doesn't want to take responsibility for them. Well, it's the legislature that did this. They shouldn't be allowed to use state tax money for their own personal political purposes. They fundraise off the so-called Stop the Steal. It's false, but they get hundreds of millions of dollars, Trump does and others, and they don't spend it on this. They spend taxpayer money on it. Well, here's just to review what's happened. He said that he doesn't know when Gableman's investigation will end. It'll go into 2022. He's going to run this thing right up to the midterms. Remember, one of his staff, Don Hoyer, is getting $3,500. He's the chairman of the Kewaunee County Republican Party. And he's the president of a thing called the Wisconsin Voter Alliance that sued, overturned the election. And he's part of the cyber ninja. Andrew Kloster, a lawyer, back in November of 2000, said the election was stolen. And he's involved in this thing. When Voss was asked, is the legislature going to take over elections and start counting the votes? In other words, have Voss count the votes, Gableman count the votes. What he said was, not under present law. I'm told that I can't do it under present law. Because remember, Ron Johnson, supposedly our senator, urged Voss to take over and do the one that count and be the one that counts the votes. But when he says not under present law, you got to pay attention to that. It says not under present law. It is not permitted under present law, but a gerrymandered Republican legislature can change the law, but Evers can veto it. But what happens if a Republican gets in as governor? Then the legislature will change the law because the Republican Supreme Court said that the legislature should be gerrymandered for 10 more years till the year 2030. And then a Republican governor won't veto it, and Voss will count the votes. They'll set up a committee of Republican legislators and one Democrat to count the votes. And are they going to physically count it? No. But they are going to say that old age homes shouldn't have voted because they were mailed instead of carried into them. And they will simply cut down votes in Democratic areas. I repeat on Stalin's dictum, does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Voss again said that 5 of the 6 members of the Wisconsin Election Commission should be charged with felonies. Why not all 6? 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans. Well, because one of the six is a guy named Spindell, and he is a spread the Trump lie guy. He was one of the fake electors that Voss jimmied up, and they sent them to Washington, the list to the Senate, saying these are the electors whom the legislature wants. Under Wisconsin law, whoever won the Wisconsin presidential election got to pick the electors, and Evers on behalf of Biden did that. So there were dueling elector slates that went out to Washington. I think the people that were involved in sending the fake electors should have been prosecuted for obstruction, for false filing, because they were not the electors. It was false, but they were not prosecuted. If I were Merrick Garland, I would have prosecuted them. And he's now saying the other 5, though. Spindell was a good boy, compliant with Trump, but the others were not. They all voted not only to certify the election, but they all voted to certify Joe Biden and to dismiss any claims that the election should be overturned. And what is the basis of that? The basis is that in Racine, there's some old age homes, assisted living, and there's a requirement in the law that voting deputies go into these elderly people and hold an election right there. Well, and it can be on paper, it could be on a machine. During COVID, remember in 2020, this is before vaccinations. November 3rd, 2020, deaths were at their height of the pandemic. And how many times on TV did you see these heartbreaking pictures of spouses going to the window and trying to kiss the window because their husband or their wife was on the other side? And even they couldn't go in. Well, the voting deputies couldn't go in either, obviously. And so what to do? The old folks had to be able to vote. So the elections board authorized, which they're entitled to by law, mailing in the ballots. And they'd vote by mail. And then there'd be a return envelope. And the old folks would vote and they'd return it. For doing that, and by the way, all 6 voted for it, including Spindell, including the bad guy. And by the way, the Wisconsin Supreme Court reviewed it after litigation and upheld it. And by the way, the U.S. Supreme Court didn't overturn that. But based on that, they said 5 of them, Spindell being the good boy, but the others are bad boys and bad girls, should be charged with felonies for mailing the ballots in. I think that Voss and the people that are pushing this should be charged. I think a creative prosecutor, they're part of the corruption of our democracy, and I could sit down with them and in half an hour come up with statutes under which they should be charged. And the clown sheriff in Racine who's supporting this and urging the DA down there to charge them, the clown should be removed from office. Unfortunately, because he's elected, he'd have to be recalled. People don't pay attention to recalls, but you can't have a clown sheriff and a clown legislature destroying our democracy. And so here's what Voss goes on to say. He says, well, the assembly's not going to adjourn. We're going to stay in session because we want to use Gableman's, quote, findings, as if this is what? They discover the Gnostic Gospels in the Egyptian desert or something? Findings. Gableman's findings are when he sneezes. That's all he emanates. Gableman's findings can be incorporated into bills. So Gableman, the clown, the Gableoid, the guy who says he doesn't know anything about elections, this clown is going to come up with findings. He's going to come up with findings, is he? Okay. And they are going to be then transcribed into bills, quote, bills, end quote, and they will be passed by the gerrymandered legislature. And fortunately, Evers will veto them. But if there's a Republican governor, they won't veto them. And the clown Gableman will be the intellectual basis for the gerrymandered Republican legislature doing this stuff. And believe it or not, Gableman is also pressing that he wants the mayors of Madison and Green Bay put in prison. And there's a hearing on January 21 on whether a judge should put order the prison for the Madison mayor and Green and the Green Bay mayor. Honestly, they didn't have the guts to do it in Milwaukee because this is a big city. Barrett's up for an ambassadorship. At some point, is the clown legislature and the clown Republicans going to be permitted to do this? Is nobody going to do anything? We do have a Democratic attorney general. We do have a Democratic governor. We do have one Democratic senator and a Democratic mayor of Milwaukee County. Where's the bully pulpit, guys? Where are the prosecutions, guys? Where are they? What do you think Bill Proxmire would have done, or Fighting Bob La Follette, or Pat Lucey, or Les Aspin? What do you think these guys would have done? Let's show some moxie here, guys. I'm going to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.